that LK Mobile. W5MFC, W5MFC, this is W4DJW, W4DJW. W5MFC, W5MFC, this is W4DJW, W4DJW. MFC, W5MFC, this is W4DJW, W4DJW. W4DJW, clear.
N4ZLK.
W4DJW.
Still heard you calling on 2 meters here.
Heck, but I didn't see him. It's been a while. Or he doesn't have his radio turned on one.
And I was wondering if you had picked up the wrong microphone, but I didn't think you would do that, so I just wanted to say hi.
So far?
Man, I got on the radio this morning, tried out. I've been, you know, slowly putting it together, been listening, and talked to somebody in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Well, he was in Maryland working remote from Allentown. Said he sounded like I had a little bit of RF feedback. It was off 40 meters. I thought I had this thing grounded well, so now I got to figure that out. And I also talked to a station on 20 meters down near 6 Mile. He was really, you know, really weak, really in the noise, but I heard him carrying on a conversation. I could understand everything he said, so I called him when he got done. And we talked for about 2 minutes before he completely faded. I couldn't hear him anymore.
Just experiences with HF?
A station set up at Simpsonville back, goodness, 8-9 years ago. But I didn't do anything. I didn't have it grounded. I just had some wires not even off the... I had an 80-meter wire that was probably 10 feet off the ground at its highest point. And had really, you know, real good success with it. Had a HF vertical. But this... So it's not my first experience. It's just setting up this new station here.
Oh, how that... You can have them 1 minute and it fades the next minute. You've got experience with that fading, right?
And I wasn't expected to even be able to hear somebody that close on 20 meters. That's what surprised me. I know, I'm sure it was a little, what they call backscatter or whatever.
Coming phone call. I'll catch you in a little while. Be safe out there. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
All right, 73, N4ZLK.